This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And today's show is special. We'd like you to meet four Starcade champions. First, here's Greg Alario. Here's David Litwin. Here's Sarah Conrad. Here's Will Clock. And these are our four champions. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin. Hi, welcome to one of those special days in Starcade when we find out once again who's a champion among champions. We have with us four Starcaders who have already played and won on previous Starcade shows, and they're back to compete against each other, and one of them is going to win this fabulous Hawaiian vacation. So, Starcade, it's good to have you back. Now, before the show, we matched you up at random to see who would be the opponents in today's two matches. The winner of each round will go on to play each other for the championship. So, Kevin, would you tell us, please, who the first two players are?
Jeff, our first two players today are David and Sarah.
Okay. That means Craig and Will, you guys go off stage. We'll be back with you in a little while to play the second match. We'll see you later, Craig and Will. Bye-bye. And David and Sarai, you're our first two players. Shake hands in and get ready to play Starcade. Head over towards the podium. So while they do that, I'll remind you that each of our players has had a chance to choose one of today's games, and now Kevin's going to tell us the games they've chosen.
Our first game today was picked by Sarai. It is Time Pilot, A Flight Through Time. David picked Star Wars, The Force and the Rebels Against the Death Star. Will picked Popeye. He's a sailor man with a love for spinach. And Craig picked Donkey Kong Jr., son in a race to rescue Popeye. Finally, here's Dora Dawn, the Beasties in a swinging game. And that's the one that I picked to find out just how good these Starcaders are. Jeff?
Okay, Kev, those are the five games on today's show. And as Kevin told us, David, you chose Star Wars. Sarah, you chose Time Pilot, okay? Now, obviously, those are the games you'd like to play at some point today, but you've also had a chance to play the other games on today's show. Right now, we're going to show you the playing field of a video game on our Name the Game board. First one to buzz in and identify correctly chooses the first game to be played. So if you're ready, take a look at the Name the Game board and name this game.
Super Cobra.
David.
Super Cobra.
Super Cobra. Okie doke. Good for you, Dave. You have the advantage now. Which of today's Starcade games would you like to play?
Time Pilot.
Time? You're going to play her game?
Yes, I am.
Interesting. We'll have to have that explained a little bit later, Kevin.
If you've ever dreamed of a journey through time, get ready because you're about to become the Time Pilot, racing your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines, from the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future. Rescue the parachuting pilots for extra points as you race through time. 100 years will pass before the eyes of the Time Pilot.
Well, now, David, this is a championship show, so I don't give any hints on this show, but you just jumped right into the lion's mouth and picked her game. Explain yourself.
Well, I'm pretty good at it, and I want to get out the good game so that when I'm in, I want to have good points.
And if you beat her at her game, she's going to be terribly depressed, isn't she?
I don't know.
Okay, David. Turn around. You'll have 30 seconds for Time Pilot. Get ready, get set, play. And here goes David. Parachute. 15 seconds. You're terrific at that game. Congratulations. Nicely played. Head on back, and here comes Sarah. Well, Sarah, he picked your game, got a heck of a score, and put a little pressure on you. How do you feel about that?
I like competition.
Well, you got it. You got 30 seconds. Get ready to play Time Pilot. Get ready, get set, play. Exactly. seconds. Oh, got you from behind there. Get some more points if you can. $600 at the buzzer. A little tough luck, Sarah, but you hang on. We'll be back in a minute. We'll find out who gets to choose the next game here on the Starcade Invitational. Stay with us.
The runner-up finalist on today's Starcade Invitational will receive ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision from Coleco. And for the grand prize winner, it's a week's stay for two at the luxurious Hawaiian Regent Hotel on the scenic side of Waikiki Beach near Diamond Head. Fine Hawaiian service furnished by the Hawaiian Regent Hotel. And you'll fly there on Pacific East Air, the bargain alternative to Hawaii. In-flight games and prizes, full meal and beverage service, fly in roomy and comfortable Super DC-8 jets, Pacific East Air to Hawaii. And as a special gift from Starcade, a roll of quarters to use in your favorite arcade over there. And now back to Jeff Edwards.
Oh, boy. You're going to have a chance at a lot of fun here. Before we get back to play, though, let's talk to David a little bit. David, what happened to you when you were in Starcade last time?
Well, last time I was playing, I played against a girl, mm-hmm. and she was really good, but she was just a little worse than I was. Well,
you have an interesting way of approaching your victory.
I didn't mean to say it that way, but... Yeah. And so I chose Crystal Castles at the very end. Barely made it. Had 2 seconds left. I didn't think I was going to make it.
And did you get the big prize?
Yes, I did.
What'd you win?
Munchmobile.
All right. And Sarah, come on here just 1 second. Sarah is wearing a jacket today that has nothing on it but pockets.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
My creation. It's called Rainbow Pockets.
Well, that's great, Sarah. It's nice to have you back here on the show, too. Okay? All right. There's still one more game to be played. The total points scored on both games will determine who goes on to play for the championship. If you're both ready, hands on buzzers, we'll go to the Name the Game board once again. Take a look and name this game. No buzzing? Give you a second to think. Okay. I will give you a hint. It begins with N. And it's something you do when you're eating.
Yes. Nibbler.
Nibbler, right you are, David. You got it. Okay. David, that means you picked the game again. What are you going to pick?
Popeye.
Now, your game is Star Wars, and you're picking something else. We'll find out about his strategy in a second. But first, Kevin will tell us about Popeye.
Well, blow me down, mates. It's me, Popeye, catching hearts, musical notes, and words of love tossed to me by my sweet olive oil, performing me duty by punching out a few obstacles thrown in me way and giving Bluto a licking after I've had me spinach. What a way to spend me day, because I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Well, tell me something. Star Wars is your game, David. Why'd you pick Popeye?
Well, I've got a secret on it.
You do? Yes. Well, we'll see what your secret is, I suppose, because we're going to watch you play it. You'll have 30 seconds. Get ready? Get set, play. Going for the spinach. Got him. Can he get the punching bag? Nope, missed it. Maybe some more points, David. Let's see. 3,730. You missed the barrel, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, nice try anyway. David goes back, and here comes Sarah. Well, Sarah, he did pretty good, but he left you some opening for some points. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, it's Sarah and Popeye for 30 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Sarah gets a spinach. Punching it air there, Sarah. 30 seconds. You did a lot of punching, but you didn't do a lot of hitting. Let's head on back. Sarah got 30 points there. She goes back to join David. Sometimes that happens. You both had a chance to play 2 games, so we'll total up the scores from both games and see which of you goes on to the final competition at the end of the show. David, you have a total of... 17,230. And Sarai, you have 5,630. David, obviously the winner. And so, Rob, we have to say goodbye to you. Had a good time with you on the show, though. Hope you had fun coming back to Starrcade.
I did.
Oh, good. And we have a nice gift for you, too, for being here and being a champion. Kevin?
Sarah, it's a collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together in this grand collection. From the country sound to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader.
And David, you're our champ for this round, and you'll be back to play off and see if you're going to go to Hawaii after a little bit. But first, we're going to take a break and meet two more champions. We'll be right back.
And now, our next two players on the Starrcade Invitational, Craig Alario and Will Klopp. And here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Hi, Craig and Will. How you doing? Everybody okay? Craig, good to see you again. What happened to you last time you were on Starrcade?
I was on my show, had a tough match. I won a Munchmobile, a TI computer, and what else did we win?
Had a whole truck full of wonderful things. Stuff, yeah. Right? Okay, Will, how about you?
I had a pretty good match myself. The other guy lost by under 2,000 points.
Mm-hmm, so
I won a Qbert, a TI 4A, and a $300 Sisyphus chess set.
Well, that's great. Well, both of you champions for sure, and, of course, a Hawaiian vacation at stake today. So, Will, let's see. Your game is Popeye, and, Craig, your game is Donkey Kong Jr. All right. Now, both of these games, of course, can still be played because on these special shows, our champions can play any game of their choice, even if it's already been played earlier in the show, like Popeye was. The choice is yours. So let's get to the name the game question. If you're ready, take a look at the name the game board and name this game. Craig.
Eyes.
No, sorry. It's Solar Fox. And so, Will, that means automatically you're going to get to name the game. What are we going to play?
Popeye.
Popeye. Will's going to pick his game right off. And so, Kevin, tell us again about Popeye, please.
It's me, Popeye, still trying to reach me sweet olive oil and still fighting Bluto. What a way to spend me day, because I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
All right, now, I suppose since Popeye's your game, Will, you know all the patterns, do you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, David tried one of the patterns before and missed dropping the barrel on Bluto's head, so we'll see how you do. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Dr. Spinach. Down the middle. There goes Bluto. Okay, drop the barrel. Got him. Good shot. $8,630. Nice play, Will. Way to go. Okay, Will heads back. Here comes Craig. $8,630. Craig, I think Will put some pressure on you there.
Oh, I think I can handle it.
Do you? Well, I think he got as many points as you can get in 30 seconds, but let's see how well you do. You ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. 30 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Whoops, missed a spinach. Now you're in trouble. Buzzer got you before you could do it. 3,230. Okay, Craig, head on back. The old buzzer cut you off there before you can get that done. Now, Craig and Will, of course, you know, Will, you're a little bit ahead here, but there's still one more game to be played. And as you know, the total high score on both games goes on to the finals to play for the grand prize. So if you put your hands on your buzzers, we'll show you the next game that you have to name. Name this game. Craig.
Tron
is right. Okay, you got it right away. Now you need some catching up, so I suppose you pick a game you're best at, or maybe you won't. What are you going to pick?
I'm going to pick Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay, Star Wars it is. Kevin.
Darth Vader, in command of the Empire's Death Star, is approaching the rebel planet. All is in confusion, and Princess Leia has called you forward. Trust in the presence of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and remember, the Force will be with you always.
Craig, you're a little bit behind, and Donkey Kong Jr. was the game you picked for this Invitational. Why'd you go for Star Wars?
Well, when I got out here and saw it on here, I said, it's been a game I've been working on for the last couple of weeks, and I've been playing pretty well at it.
I see. Well, we wish you good luck. You'll have 30 seconds. By the way, both players can pick whatever level you want. There are three levels, easy, medium, and hard. So you pick the level you want and get ready to go. 30 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play.
Good time, Sandy Boys.
Six, Craig, nicely done on that level. Head on back, and here comes Will. All right, Will, you heard what I told Craig. Any level you want, okay?
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you. Get ready, get set, play.
Good luck, everybody.
For you. Okay, head on back, Will, because now comes the time when we add up all the scores and we find out who's going to go into the final playoff for the trip to Hawaii. Is it Will or Craig? Well, let's take a look and total up the scores. Craig, you have a final total of 11,296. Will, you have 17,630. You're the champ. And, Craig, that means we have to say goodbye to you. Nicely played. Good to see you again.
It's nice to be back.
Well, okay. And, by the way, it's not an empty trip because Kevin has a prize for you.
It's the BeamScope 2. It doubles the size of your TV screen and makes playing video games twice as much fun. Exceptional color, installs without tools, and it's affordably priced from BeamScope International Marketing Services Incorporated.
Okay, good luck to you, Craig. Will, you're going to have a chance to play David in just a few moments, and we'll see who's going to go to Hawaii.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And three brand new games for the Commodore 64 by Tronix, Juice, Suicide Strike, and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix.
And now, it's time to find out who's number one on today's Starcade Invitational. We started with four players, only two remain, and here they are now. David Litwin and Will Klopp. Each of them has eliminated an opponent and earned the right to play the final round for the championship. And now here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, David and Will, this is it. We have two games left unplayed. Dorodon and Donkey Kong Jr. will play one of them for the trip to Hawaii. So let's choose which game we're going to play. Whoever gets the name of the game board will pick the game. Take a look at the board. What's the name of this game? David.
Star Wars. I mean...
No, sorry. Yeah, I know you knew it, but you said the wrong thing, and that's too bad. It is Star Trek. And that means Will gets to pick the last game. Will, what's it going to be?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. is the game. This time you have 60 seconds, a full minute, to show us what you can do. Kevin will tell us about Donkey Kong Jr. while we go over and play the game.
Mario, beware of Donkey Kong Jr. He's crafty, he's fearless, and out to rescue Papa Kong from your clutches, scoring points as he climbs, avoiding the brigade of snapping jaws, ape-eating birds, and energy pods. Watch out, Mario. The son of Donkey Kong is out to rescue Papa.
And it's down between Will and David. The best Donkey Kong Jr. player is going to go to Hawaii. And, Will, you're going to start it off. You ready to go?
Yeah.
You have 60 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Oh, look out. Oh, he got you, Will. Okay, another one coming up. Funny time. Got him. Good shot. 800 points. Look out. 25 seconds. Points, Will. Way to go. They had a little bit of trouble starting off, but got a pretty good score. It's going to be tough to beat, but you're going to give it a shot, are you, David?
Yes, I'm going to try.
I thought you would. You have 60 seconds. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Get set. Play. Oh, good shot. Seconds. David's going for the bonus if he can get it. Oh, no, he got caught. Okay, another one coming up. Going for it. Oh, no, he got you. David, 3,000 points is not enough, but you got yourself a ColecoVision, and you are going to Hawaii. Will, congratulations to you. Wonderful player. Not only going to Hawaii, but here's a roll of quarters. You can go to an arcade over there and have yourself a good time. Both champions, Will and David. Hope you had a good time watching the show today, a special show for you. We'll see you in the next Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.